what I'm teaching today will help avoid common pitfalls that many experience when trying to serve God through conventional means.
Mm-hmm.
It's approaching God's ministry the right way. So I have a couple steps here. Usually, I don't like formulas. Usually, I don't like to say, well, this is how you do this, 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 because God isn't in formulas. But I think this formula works. The first one is to commit, to decide to follow Jesus. And this is not just about conversion. This is about committing to seek him and to follow him. So if you recall, Jesus met the disciples at their place of work and called them to follow him. And what amazes me, every time I read it, they dropped their nets. They were a fisherman. Jesus came, called them, follow me. The minute later, they were gone. They were fishers of men. They dropped their nets. I kind of know how that works. It amazes me. Truly, I'm perplexed that these, you know, Matthew, the tax collector, just left his place of work, went to follow Jesus. So they committed. They committed to following him. It's like if you compare that, it's very similar to when you sign up for college, you're committing to a 4-year degree. There's nothing wrong with it. I just hope God is in that decision. But what I'm trying to say is, this commitment to serve Jesus should be a greater commitment than anything else we do. But it is a commitment. So it's like how do I say this? It's like people put more emphasis on going to school than reading the Bible.
Yeah.
I would rather have an eighth grade education, and be biblically sound than have a master's degree and not know Jesus.
Yep.
I'm dead serious about that. I'd rather have a kid that's barely literate, that's at least able to understand God's words and be teachable and trainable and teaching Jesus than someone that's got a master's degree and doesn't know Jesus. I mean, for ministry, the kid that's got the eighth grade education is much more equipped and prepared to do the work of God than anyone that's got a degree.
Yep.
And I'm very serious about that. Another way to look at this commitment is boot camp. When I signed on that dotted line for the Marine Corps, I had no idea what I was getting into. I found myself in Paris Island, on two yellow shoe prints on the pavement, and I thought, this is just ridiculous. Why on earth am I here? And again, God had his purposes. I thank God that I went to Paris Island Boot Camp because, he matured me in many ways, but I had no clue what I was getting into. And it's the same with ministry. You have no clue what you're going to get into. You have no clue what that's going to lead you to. But it is a commitment. So that's the first step. And in the commitment, it's a commitment to seek the Lord. Pastor John, please read Psalm 105.
Okay. Let me get my glasses here. Hold on. 105:4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore.
Seek his face evermore. Mine says, search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Okay, Jeremiah 29:13. Thank you, Pastor John. John, Jeremiah 29.
Jeremiah 29:13. And you will seek me, and you will find me, when you search for me with all of your heart.
Amen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Matthew 7, verse 7, Andy. Andy, are you there?
You know, Larry, I'm going to be honest with you. We'd had a long discussion, and I thought Matthew 7:7 was a long way away, so I went to get a snack.
I'll read it.
I've got it, but go ahead, Brooke, if you want to.
Oh, go ahead, lover.
Okay, Matthew 7:7. That says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
Okay, so what I love about these verses is this, we've read from the Old Testament and the New Testament, this invitation from God stands throughout all time. And it's not just to seek him, it's to keep on seeking him, continually seek him, and you will find him. So this whole idea of coming to church and getting converted, it's almost like, okay, now that I'm a Christian, I can do, you know, whatever, like you go on, like, it's almost like it's a box to be checked off. And I'm not talking about the religious idea of going to church every Sunday. I'm talking about now that I'm a Christian, and I can do his work. But it doesn't work that way. I mean, you know, how many people are converted and they still don't know Jesus truly? I mean, I know very few that really do. So all I'm trying to say is that there is an expectation that we keep on seeking. Not an expectation, but that's God's desire. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. God's desire is that we continue seeking Jesus. And what's key to my testimony is when I finally got serious about seeking the Lord, he led me to my friend Lee, who I talk about often, who has been seeking Jesus for 30 years. He keeps reading the Bible. And that really made an impression upon me, that this isn't something that you just get into and you know Jesus and that's how you go off to do other things. Because I think really that's a lot of people get into this, you know, now that they have this belief in Jesus, they don't seek the relationship, they don't seek God in a personal way, and they go off and, you know, learn all these theological elements, but that's not necessarily, you know, of course, if they're not seeking the heart of Jesus, they're not on the right path. And that's something about with Paul. What I love about Paul, he's got all this education, and he's really zealous for God, but he doesn't know Jesus, and he hates Jesus. So, but he's still got all this passion, and when God finally got his attention, God gave him an offer he could not refuse. Again, someone that didn't choose to be a follower of Christ, but he was led to that, of course, when his on his road to Damascus. But God was able to use all the education, all of his training, to do Jesus' work. And that's what I love about God, that when we come to him, it doesn't matter what's in our past, he can use all of it, the good and the bad, for your ministry today. And that's an amazing way that God works. And I'm so thankful that I can look at the first 38 years of my life and know that it wasn't wasted. There is no regret there. I mean, yeah, I kind of like, you know, think, oh, geez, if I would have only took him serious sooner. But, you know, God, you know, for whatever reason, didn't get my attention until I was, you know, almost 40. So, and he's using my crazy baseball statistics days to keep track of verses that I have in mind. So he's shaped my mind for his ministry. So it is committing. The commitment that we're talking about here is to being a full-time disciple. So 1 Corinthians 6:20, for God bought you with a price. So you must honor God with your body. And we know that this is on the tail end of talking about sexual immorality, to make our body holy to God, but I think that would include, I mean, this is still a truthful statement, and in our context, it's not just honoring God with our body, but it's our heart and mind and soul. That's all included. He wants us all. He wants us fully surrendered because he bought us with a high price. So that's the commitment we're talking about here.